Hey, welcome to Graham Jones Ministries. It's great to have you here for our daily teaching video. In a moment, I'm going to jump into my series for the whole month. I'll be talking about how to receive and minister God's healing power in our lives, how to be part of a church that flows in the healing power of Jesus. I'm going to be answering questions and laying a foundation for that. Hey, a couple of practical things while you're here. Do check out my website, gjm.org. Lots of good things happening there. My online ministry school. I want to say thank you to all of our ministry partners as well. They are those who commit to pray and support what we do financially. So thank you for that. If you're interested in joining that group, there's a link below. And lastly, I have a 3-hour teaching on how to receive healing. And I've seen many people healed through listening to this. We sell this, but normally we'd love at the moment we'd like to give it as a free gift to anybody who signs up for our email newsletter. So there'll be a link below and we will give you a digital download of this series. Great. Again, if you're on YouTube, why not hit the subscribe button there? Why not share this video with others? And let's go into that daily teaching. Well, in today's teaching, we're going to carry on with our series looking at Jesus the healer. How God heals. Does God always heal? What is God's will? How do we receive healing? How do we effectively minister healing to other people as well, which is a really important question. So I invite you to grab a Bible, why not get a cup of coffee and journey with me today. This is part 2 in this series, but I began yesterday by saying it's really important that the church comes back to the place where the healing power of God is a normal part of who we are and what we do. People may love us, people may hate us, but they can't deny the power of God. I love it that Luke 13, Jesus heals a lady who's been bowed over for 18 years. And he heals her on a Sabbath, and the Pharisees get all annoyed. They're always, you know, people who have annoyance in their heart, they're always going to find something to get annoyed about. And they blame Jesus because he healed on the Sabbath. And they actually said, there are 6 days in which men ought to labor. Therefore, come and be healed on those days and not on the Sabbath. And I have a sermon I preach sometimes called Come and Be Healed. I call it the gospel by the enemies of Jesus. Here's my point. The enemies of Jesus looked at Jesus and said, come and be healed. Come and be healed. This man can do something that we can't do. Come and be healed. Come on, I want you to catch that today. God is saying to you and I, come and be healed. The job of the church, we're not a social club. We're not there to be social culture warriors. We're not actually there to implement social programs. We're there to love people and help them in any way we can. But our message, we're there to do what the world can't do. I remember seeing a poster years ago in Romania, and it said socialism can put a new suit on every man. And I think some wag wrote underneath it, Christianity can put a new man in every suit. We're here to give the world what the world can't get without it. We're not here to, you know, teach people to drive on the left and eat with a knife and fork and do social programs. We're here to preach Jesus saves, Jesus heals, he sets people free, and he fills us with the Holy Spirit. That's our message. And I believe that when the church proclaims loud and clear and strong the healing power of God, we will see the healing power of God. We need to be bold in preaching it and bold in expecting it. I remember years ago hearing about I think it was in Romania, there were a couple of Christian brothers who led a small house church in a Romanian village under Ceausescu, under communism, and they were persecuted and, you know, been thrown in jail and had the, you know, Gestapo, Stasi, whatever it was, after them all the time. And they were in a village in the northeast of Romania. And they, one day in the village, the daughter of the mayor of the town, the leader of the town, went to get a medical checkup. And she came back with the diagnosis that she had rampant leukemia and only had a few weeks left to live. And of course, like all villages, the news spread around the village, and everybody in the town came and knocked at the mayor's door and expressed their condolence. And, you know, they're communists, so they can't say we're praying for your daughter, but you get my point. They're well wishes for the daughter. And then the two Christian brothers who led this church, they took the courage in their hand and they went to see the mayor. And he opened the door, and when he saw these two Christians at his front door, he spat on them. And he said, what are you doing here? And they said, well, number one, we have daughters. And if that were our daughter, our hearts would be broken. And we've come to express our condolences and our compassion. And he spat on them again. And then they said, wiping the spit off their face, they said, we believe in God. And the nurse said, I know you do. But they said, we also believe God heals the sick. Now, they said, we'd like permission to pray for your daughter, for God to heal her. Now, if you're a communist mer, you don't believe there is a God and he doesn't heal the sick. If your daughter's dying of leukemia, you might give it a go. The brothers prayed, God healed the girl. The whole town came to Jesus Christ through one healing. And I believe there are notable miracles. I believe there are things like that that God wants to do in the town I live in and the town you live in that will release his power. I mean, I'm going to talk about this for a few weeks, but really it's very simple. How do we see those miracles? We have to get this word so full of it in our heart that it's exploding. And then I know at times we don't like this, but we've got to be bold. We've got to expect this to happen. We can't simply pray, God, would you go and do great notable miracles? We need to act upon the Bible. When we act upon the Bible, we activate the Bible. So I think it's really important that we do this. And what I want to cover with you today, guys, is a very simple thought. Jesus is a healer. I want you to catch that today and just embed that in your heart as probably the first truth we'll go through in this series. Jesus is a healer. Jesus has always been a healer. Jesus always will be a healer. Now, at times, we're going to talk about God's will, but I want you to see that God's will is not like an amendment to the Constitution, or it's not the Constitution. God's will is a person. Jesus is God's will. And God's will is who he is. And a healer is it's an integral part. It's not an occupation. It's not something we do. You know, I have a motorcycle. I'm not really a biker, I guess. You know, I've got the jacket and I pull my motorcycle out in the summer and ride it. But it's not like who I am. There's who I am and there's what I do. And God is a healer. The Lord, you know, when God spoke to Moses, Moses said, who are you? And the Lord answered Moses and said, you go and tell Pharaoh, tell the people, I am has sent you. I am that I am. You know, is it Pascal who said, I think, therefore I am. God said, I am that I am. And in a way, it's like this circular logic. I am that I am, the pre-existing one. I've always been. I always will be. I am. But when you take the I am and you meet a need, suddenly the I am relates to the need. And God gave Moses seven covenant names of who he was and who he would be to Israel. And the very first one of them is in Exodus 15:26 that says, I am the Lord your healer. Literally, he's saying, I am God and I am your healer now. I am Israel's healer. And God has always been a healer. He always was. He always will be. And Jesus came, again, we'll explore this later when we talk about God's will, but Jesus came to show us the Father. And healing was who he was and what he did. And all the way through the Gospels, you know, in Matthew, it begins in Matthew 4, where Jesus went about town to town, preaching and healing, teaching and healing. It says in Mark 4, as he taught, the power of the Lord was present to heal the sick. Two things flow in tandem. And you know, all the way through, Jesus is healing people. I love the passage in the garden where they come to capture Jesus. Yeah, they're coming to take him. They're coming to kill Jesus. And his own men want to run away. And he's in the garden and a platoon of soldiers show up to capture and kill Jesus. And yet Jesus is so in control of that situation. They come to Jesus and they say, do you remember? He said to Moses, I am that I am. They come to Jesus and they say, are you Jesus of Nazareth? What does Jesus say? I am. And they all fall. The whole platoon falls to the ground under the power of God. And then they come. You know, Jesus is really trying to let them do their job. You know, capture me. Here's handcuff me. And, you know, one of them comes to capture Jesus. And Peter takes his sword and lops off the guy's ear. And I love it. Jesus takes the ear off the ground and says, permit even this. Like, would you let me do one last miracle? I know you're going to take me and put me in jail and Pilate and, you know, scourge me and take the cross, but could I do boop? And he pops the ear back on and heals the ear. That's who God is. So come on, if you're sick today, I really want you to catch this. I'm going to talk about God's will and answer those questions, but God's your healer. He is a healer. He is your healer. And when we will actually develop a relationship rather than a doctrine, where you say, Jesus, you are my healer. Even if I never got healed, you will always be my healer. I thank you for medical science. I thank you for vaccines. I'm not against those things, but you are the Lord. You are my Lord, and you're the Lord who heals me, and it's who you are. And I believe if we look through the eyes of Jesus, others, you know, we people used to wear these little bracelets, bangles. What would Jesus do? You know, we talk about getting too much change at a gas station. What would Jesus do? You're put in front of some temptation. What would Jesus do? But ask the same question. You see somebody dying. What would Jesus do? You see a child that's handicapped. What would Jesus do? It's really important that we look through the eyes and the lens of Jesus, because Jesus wants to live through us. And I want you to catch that Jesus is a healer and we are in Jesus. And our nature is the nature of Jesus. And Jesus never, again, I'll defend this if you will, but he never saw a person he didn't want to heal. He never said no to anybody. Nobody ever came to Jesus for healing and went away sick, went away disappointed, went away rejected in that sense. You know, and Jesus was only ministering to the covenant people of God, the seed of Abraham, if you will, at the time. But even the Gentiles who came and gathered the crumbs at the floor would receive healing as well. And God is a healer. He loves his children. He loves to heal them. I'll end with this today, but I remember once being in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And my wife and I were staying with a couple there, and I'm forgetting the details. This is 20 years back or more, but I think we were visiting somebody. I remember sitting in a garden with a couple who'd had a child, and there was something wrong. I believe it was the child's foot. And again, if I'm getting the details wrong, let's not forgive me, but that's not my point here. And I know that the couple started telling us how they'd gone to this hospital and that hospital and borrowed money, and this wasn't covered by health insurance and that wasn't, and all of the things they'd been through to bring health and wholeness to their child. And yet, I sat there watching this thing, and in the midst of this, I suddenly realized whether they paid $1,000, $100,000, whether they were in debt for the rest of their life, it was irrelevant to them. I don't mean money was irrelevant to them. I'm simply making the point. They love their child. They would do anything, anything to see that child healed and restored. And I remember the Lord saying to me, that's how I feel about every one of my children. God is a healer. He is the Lord, our healer. So in tomorrow's lesson, we're going to continue and talk about how we implement this in our life. Let me do a few quick announcements before we go today. Thanks.